One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We're back with more chaotic Reddit stories. These ones are recent, and they are crazy. And I am joined today by Ian and Arasha. Arasha, this is your first time here with us.
Yes,
this, right?
That's true. And I brought my dad.
Hello, me and my, I'm taking this as bring your son to work day.
Arasha, do you use Reddit a lot?
I'm not a regular Redditor.
Sure, yeah.
But I definitely have heard some very wacky things on here, so I'm prepared.
Well, let's get started then. Am I the asshole for telling my wife why she doesn't have friends?
Oh.
First, my wife is an amazing mom to our kids. However, she makes her entire life about them, to the point I ended up telling her that's why she doesn't have any real friends. It's like every day of the week she's running to kids' events or something of the sort. Basically, being a mom is her whole personality, which, in my opinion, comes off as extremely off-putting to others. I, on the other hand, make time for friends and to socialize. One weekend a month, I go with my buddies on a camping/fishing trip. I fit in game night one night each week for a few hours. We rotate whose house, which bar we go to with a board game. And one night per week, I also go to networking events, which not only helps me build connections in my professional life, but also gives me adult socialization time. For me, this time is super important as it allows me to be my own independent person and more than just a parent when I'm not at work. My wife does none of that. She always uses the kids as an excuse. They have tutoring, theater, music lessons, sports, martial arts, etc. She has herself so busy trying to be a super mom that she's driving away potential friendships by making herself constantly unavailable. I've offered to get a sitter if she'd like a few hours to go out now and then, but she insists if I do, she'd just use that time to catch up on chores around the house and try to get a nap. I finally told her that she is the number one reason why she has no friends, and I do.
Wow. So maybe he could reword this as, why isn't my wife as much of a neglectful parent as me?
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, my God. So some context, I guess, that this was in the comments. They have 7 kids.
What?
Including a newborn.
Okay, so when I said neglectful parent, I said it as a joke, but now?
For a second, I thought maybe they had like kids who were like 13 and 15.
Yeah.
Or something like that, where I'm like, okay, yeah you don't have to, you don't have to be.
Yeah.
But like, right. No, these are little kids and a newborn. Holy shit, he has, can you imagine having a newborn and having time to go to 2 different events every single week?
A fishing trip?
Like, no.
Also, networking, what the what?
This guy is such an asshole. Oh my God.
It sounds like, I don't know, they just really don't want to be around their children.
This sounds like, did fucking Peter Griffin write this? This sounds like a joke. Because, you know, when I initially read this, I'm like, oh, and I'm thinking like maybe they have like 2 kids who are older. I was like, maybe she's also an introvert and like just doesn't want to.
Yeah.
But she's exhausted. When she's like, oh, I need time to do chores or take a nap, it's like, this guy doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, like taking care of like 1 kid is a full-time job. I can't imagine the logistics that are required to keep 7 children alive and functioning. And yeah, I think it's good to like be able to like step away. Like, I think there's a nice balance and it doesn't seem like they have that balance.
Well, I think he already pointed out the flaw too. Like, even if she did have free time, she's like, I'm not gonna go out and make friends because I need to sleep.
Yeah, I'm
like,
exhausted.
That's what I'm gonna do if I have any free time.
I have no time. There's a comment that refers to the concept of invisible labor. Is that something you guys have heard of? He's clearly unaware of how much work she's doing.
Yes.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of work. She's working multiple jobs, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's oblivious to that fact.
Right. Well, in a way, he's also kind of addressing it by being like, martial arts, tennis, dance class, whatever. Like, are they magically going to get themselves there?
That's
like,
what's somebody's strange. Got she to. Seems to be aware, but also unaware.
Yeah.
Like, he's really, really dumb. He has probably gotten so used to, like, things just being done.
Yep.
Like, dishes are done, the bed sheets are made, everything.
House
and he's
clean.
Just he just thinks it probably just happens
yeah.
magically.
Yeah.
And he doesn't realize, no, she's doing everything.
Yeah, do you know you have to feed kids 3 times a day at least?
And you know what, though? He's making her job harder by being another nuisance in her
yeah.
life, by being like, also, make friends, because being the mother of our 7 children isn't enough.
Yeah.
It's really sad. I hope she's probably just too exhausted to, like,
fight
to
back.
Have the emotional toll of, like,
yeah.
telling him she needs his help and that he's a fuckhead.
And for probably like most of their marriage, she's been pregnant also.
Yeah.
I know, man. So,
oh my gosh.
So the OP left a comment. There's only so much I can take hearing about the kids without ending the conversation. I can't imagine how boring any else would find it. Every day it's 15 did A, 13 did B, 10 did C, 8 did D, 6 did E, 3 did F, and baby did G. It's like, yeah, because they're actually doing that shit, and that's her job is to handle it.
Six is asking, where's dad?
Yeah.
Like, her, like, role in the family is essentially, like, CEO of humans, you know?
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
She has to manage.
Seven kids.
Like, I don't know if I've made that many.
Seven is, like, the max that I would ever do.
Wait. Seriously? You would get up to 7?
I don't know. I feel like I've always said that. Like, and that's only if my partner was like, I need 7 kids. If they were like, I need 8, I'd be like, look, I'd give you 7. And
wow.
That's
wow.
as much as I could do.
I would not. No, no way would
well,
I do that.
Well, hopefully my partner isn't this asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No. No. Nobody should.
Well, just don't marry a Duggar.
Yeah.
Yes, Dad.
7 kids, and I don't know if any of them are going to talk to him once they turn 18.
If they've even met
someone,
him.
Someone else said, "Am I the asshole for rubbing my social life in my wife's face? He legit does not understand what the problem is. She's been married to this clown for 17 years. I wouldn't even have one of his kids, let alone 7. Makes me glad I have no uterus. What a gaping asshole."
Well, I mean, he is a clown because her vagina is clearly a clown car.
Ian.
Sorry, I had to say it.
I've heard this discussed that there are certain numbers of children that are easier than others, right? Once you have it's a certain amount of kids, the older kids start having to take care of the younger kids.
Certainly.
So I guarantee you the 15 and 13-year-old have more responsibilities in this house than the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that also leads to like issues later on.
Oh, they fucking hate it.
I suspect he's coming from a certain culture that expects the women to take care of all that stuff and the men to do the work, and then that's it.
Yeah, and he's like, the added task as well, like, you need to have friends. You need to also be somebody that I am attracted to,
right.
And you need to have more.
There's a lot of stories like this where there's zero inclination of him offering to help in any sort of real way.
Yeah.
Like he's not going to sacrifice anything himself.
Yeah. No, he's got a network,
selfish.
Bro.
He's got a network. At the
whatever
end,
whatever that means.
At the end, he's going to be like, and also we're excited to announce we're going to be having an 8th child.
Yeah,
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, huge asshole, monster. Let's keep moving. Am I the asshole for telling my sister-in-law to grow up and stop copying everything from TikTok? Okay. I, a 42-year-old female, have a sister-in-law, 35, female. She is my husband's sister. She is so easily influenced. It's embarrassing. Now, because of TikTok, she has a 5-step skincare routine. God only knows how much money she threw away on snake oil products. She spends hours following makeup routines she's seen on there. She now wakes up at 5 a.m. to do a workout plan from an account she follows. She is constantly cooking recipes from TikTok, going to restaurants she found on there. Everything is from TikTok. I don't think she has ever had an original thought in her life. She is 35, for God's sakes. It's an app for teenagers. Now, with Easter coming up, she is asking to bring some butter board she saw on TikTok. It honestly sounded ridiculous. I finally decided to say something to her. I explained to her how it's embarrassing, how she is still trying to act like a teenager. No amount of skincare and 5 a.m. workouts will stop her from aging. She is 35. She is going to have have wrinkles. We all went through it. Now it's her turn. She is just wasting money, and it's time to grow up and accept how old she is. She is no longer a teenager, and that's okay. We all age. I explained to her that her life is flying by. She is married with no children. She is 35. I fear she is going to wake up in a few years and regret not having children and wasting so much of her time worrying about what she looks like. I don't know how old she is. She told me to forget it, and she won't even come to Easter. She told me, just because I gave up on myself doesn't mean she needs to.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Yep.
Which was incredibly rude and unnecessary.
Was it?
Sorry, I have two kids to take care of. I don't have time to worry about wrinkles or if my outfit is perfect. She then hung up. Now my in-laws are pissed, and they have decided to do Easter at their house since sister-in-law now feels too uncomfortable coming to our house. And of course she will be making her ridiculous butter board. My husband agrees that she needs to grow up, but thinks I should have kept my mouth shut and should apologize so we can have a nice Easter. But I'm looking out for her. She is no longer a teenager, and it's time to accept that.
Oh, okay.
She is acting like 35 is the oldest of ages in this.
It's time you are now an old hermit.
Yeah.
And you must go live in the woods.
You're going to get wrinkles.
How old is the OP?
42.
I get it. Like, you have other priorities. Sometimes the priorities are not on yourself. But it sounds like OP let themselves go. And they're a little bit bitter that this person's taking care of themselves in the way that they want to take care of themselves.
I would almost,
jealous.
I would almost argue, as I've gotten older, it's like, oh, I'm getting older. I need to have a skincare routine.
Yeah.
I need to work out.
Yes.
Like, I need to stretch. I need to
use it or lose it.
She's actually acting her age.
She is me.
Yeah.
She is me.
Yeah.
I think my skincare routine is probably 5 steps.
Part of it is probably like, I wished I'd have been doing those things 7 years ago, and I'm not. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's never too late. It's just strange, the example she's bringing up, it's not like, oh, she's, you know, doing TikTok dances in front of everyone.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Which even that, it's like, you're allowed to do whatever you want.
Totally.
But the examples are strange.
Yeah.
Judging someone and being like, you need to stop waking up and working out.
She's like literally taking her like wellness habits and being like, grow up and have kids.
Yeah. There's bad influences from TikTok for sure.
I think also like another thing is like, she's getting angry at her for trying new things and like evolving and changing as a person, where it seems like her take is like, no, you should decide who you are at 30 and never change.
Yeah.
This feels very much like projection.
Completely.
That middle paragraph is psychotic. The one where she keeps saying she's 35.
Yeah.
Like, she is 35. She's 35.
Yeah.
It feels like there's a lot of inner turmoil. Mm-hmm. It sounds... Look, this is something I can assess from this small little story. It almost sounds like she resents having kids. Like, it almost sounds like she's upset at her life, and she's trying to be like, you can't be happy.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be happy. And then she kind of talks shit about having, like,
well, she points
she's
out
like,
that she's
I don't
married,
have time to do
she's
anything.
She's married with no kids, right?
She yeah, you're married and you have no kids. It's like, okay, like, what is this? She's trying to, like, justify, like, you actually failed because you don't have kids, like me. And I don't have time to do all the fun things you're doing because I have kids. It's like, you have two different lives. It's okay for you both to have different kinds of happiness.
Yeah, I would bet that's exactly it. She's, like, insecure, and she's looking for, like, validation that when she was 35, she was having kids. So she was like, you have to be doing that. You can't be doing all the cool, hip things that all the kids are doing because I didn't get to do that. So if she could, I'm sure she would take the option to go back and cook all of these recipes, get up early and work out, but clearly she didn't.
Go to restaurants.
Like, yeah. All of that sounds like really cool stuff that she's taking off of TikTok, despite it definitely having its bad influences. She's taking it from, like, an educational standpoint and actually really bettering her life.
Something I've noticed as I've gotten older is that so much of, like, aging is, like, it's people's concept of what they need to be at that age. And a lot of people, like, it was at, like, in my mid to late 20s when I was, like, I was really having this existential thing of, like, well, I'm getting older and, like, fuck, everything's gonna be different. It's like, oh, no, nothing really changes. Like, you're still allowed to do whatever you want. It's our concept of, like, you can't have fun anymore.
True.
You can't do that shit. You can't experiment and try new recipes and stuff and go on new adventures. You're 35.
Yeah.
You gotta stop. It's like, you'll have to do whatever you want.
I do want to say that timeline thing is so interesting to think about because it's just something that is ultimately created. Like, sure, there's like a window in which, like, you know, you can actually have children. Like, I guess that makes sense. But Who made up the like right age to get married? Who made up the right age to have children and all of that?
You know what I actually think is the cringiest thing out of all of this? And it's something I used to do that I don't do anymore, which is hating on social platforms that you're not on. Like, it's such an easy thing to do. And maybe it's coming from their FOMO of like, oh, that social platform I'm not on. Well, anyone who's on that is cringy.
Yeah.
You guys are cringy. And the thing I've learned is that every social platform has good and has bad. There are, like, for instance, Reddit. There are great subreddits that if you look at, you're going to have a great time. And there are subreddits that will ruin your day.
Sure.
Every day.
Well, culture is changing so quickly because of TikTok. If you're just shunning TikTok and you're seeing everything change around you, that's scary, maybe. Mm. Or you just don't get it, and then you're angry because you don't get it.
Yeah. And also, TikTok is, yes, a majority of teenagers are using it because, you know, it's any social platform that's the most popular, teenagers are going to be mostly there. Mm-hmm. There are tons of old people doing awesome shit on TikTok, and they're my favorites, man.
Yeah, yeah. At the basis of it, with a lot of things, you could say this, like, just let people do what they want.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Seriously, why does it make you uncomfortable to watch somebody else thrive? It comes from a place of insecurity.
Yeah.
So it's just not helpful to anybody around.
It's not a vibe.
Insecurity isn't a vibe.
Are you guys very influenced by social media? I mean, we are. All of us are, whether we realize it or not.
Yeah.
But, like, are you blatantly influenced? Like if you get told directly to do something by social media, do you go and do it?
You know what? Honestly, I would say so. I'm not. I wouldn't say easily influenced, but I'm influenced. Like, restaurants, for sure, I have had such great experiences.
Yeah.
Like, people being like, oh, like, go check out this pasta place in LA. And then I'll go there and I'll be like, I am so glad that I discovered this place through TikTok.
Mm-hmm. It's like, literally the purpose of social media.
You're just sharing the greatness.
Is to communicate things.
Exactly.
Like, I did... On Instagram, I got served like an ad for this shirt, this t-shirt, and I was like, that t-shirt's really sick, and I bought it, and I was like really stoked about it. And then I went to this YouTuber event, and Ted Nivison walks up to me and he goes, oh, I see you're influenced by Instagram. And I was like, shit! I was like, damn it!
They can't know.
You know,
they
people could be influenced by that shirt you're wearing.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
I was there, man. Smosh.com. A lot of great shirts. Great shirts that if you wear... and I see you on the street, I'll be like, hey, you were influenced by us.
And Ted Nivison won't say, oh, I see you're like a loser that buys things on Instagram.
Yeah.
He'll
buy this shirt and then you can get him.
Yeah, all these
years.
That's right. That's how I'm going to get him.
Yeah.
Let's move on here. Am I the asshole for accidentally ruining my girlfriend's career?
Oh, let's go.
Okay, buddy. Hi, everyone. I'm in a tough spot right now, and I'm not sure if I'm the asshole or not. My girlfriend, 27, let's call her Sarah, and I, 26, have been together for 3 years. She's always been passionate about her job as a teacher and has worked really hard to build up her career. However, a few weeks ago, I accidentally stumbled upon some photos of Sarah on Instagram that I had never seen before. There are pictures of her in some very revealing clothing, and some of them were even nude. I was shocked and confronted her about it, and she told me that she used to be a lingerie model before becoming a teacher. Hmm. She said she stopped doing it because she didn't want it to affect her career, and she thought I knew about it already. I didn't know how to react at first, but eventually I told a few of my friends about it. One of my friends is a gossip, and ended up telling someone who works at the school where Sarah teaches. Long story short, the photos somehow got into the hands of the school board, and Sarah was fired for unprofessional behavior. Sarah is devastated and blames me for ruining her career. She says that I should have kept my mouth shut and that I betrayed her trust. I feel terrible about what happened, but I didn't know that it would lead to this. Am I the asshole for accidentally ruining my girlfriend's career? There's an update. Hello, this has been a stressful day, but I do want to provide an update. Firstly, Sarah and I are still together. I have taken full responsibility for my actions and am doing everything I can to help her financially until she finds a new job. She would be on her own if she decided to dump me, so the best I can do is to help her for now. Secondly, we are still considering moving to another state since I work remotely. It's been a difficult decision, but we both feel that a fresh start in a new environment could be beneficial for us. Lastly, I wanted to clarify that the photos I stumbled upon were not on Sarah's main Instagram account, but rather an alt account that she had. While this doesn't excuse my actions, I wanted to provide some context to the situation. Never thought the post would blow up, but here we are.
So I wouldn't say it was his fault.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool that he's willing to move states with her to, you know, start over. I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I think he stepped the frick up. And that friend sucks for telling somebody involved in the school.
There's a quote in here that I think stands out. She would be on her own if she decided to dump me. Does feel a little weird.
I was also going to point out that line. Like, it feels like he's almost like, you need to stay with me because you have nothing.
Well, she just got fired and, like, she has no job and she's kind of screwed.
Like, this one is not as blatantly obvious as the first situations, which are just like, you should know that you're being an asshole. With this one, it feels more of like, obviously it seems clear like his intention was not to have her lose her job, but maybe his reaction led to him making decisions that he wouldn't have otherwise done if he was in a more rational mindset. Like, sharing with your friends if you're having a problem with your relationship, like, you know, that's fine, I think, you know, getting some advice, but with material that is so sensitive, if it gets out, you know, that kind of stuff, I'm sure had to be discussed between the two of them, and breaching that trust had to be.
Okay, so that is true. So, like, if she works a job where having something out there like that is dangerous, then, yeah, he shouldn't have told anybody. It should have been agreed upon that, like, this is something that has to stay under wraps because this is my job, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I don't know if they had that discussion.
I think there's some information being left out.
Yes.
And what I really think is being left out is, like,
how did he find them?
I told a few of my friends about it.
And he told the bros.
A few of my friends. Yeah. And he already knew that one of his friends is a gossip. And ended up telling someone who works at her school. I'm like, you knew these connections were there.
Yeah.
Like,
that's true.
He's either very dumb or just, like, I think inconsiderate of her. My take on this is that he's more of an asshole than this is appearing.
Right.
And that he's leaving out information.
Totally. Because it's the whole manipulative part of it is that he is the one telling this story. So it's approaching it from his truth.
Yeah, his point of view.
And the tricky thing, too, with intention is, of course, that's something to consider when, you know, considering if the relationship should stay together. But ultimately, the impact is what we're looking at here. And she lost her job, and that's a huge, huge thing. So it's got to be hard for her to forgive him, I'm sure.
I do think it's really, my personal take is I think that rule is really unfair. You know, she was doing a legal job before this, and like the fact that, I don't know, it just feels unfair.
Maybe too, like, if she came out with it beforehand, like, maybe the school wouldn't have been like as touchy about it. Maybe it, because they heard it from this outside source, that they were like, oh, well, if this person found it, the kids could find it. Like, anybody might be able to get these photos. And then it became
more of a sensitive thing. I think this kind of thing happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it does happen,
like,
a lot.
Especially in the teaching realm. Like, you know, somebody's, like, secret, like, OnlyFans will come out. Because, like, teachers aren't getting paid shit. OnlyFans pays pretty well.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I don't have any issue with that. And it's, like, if they weren't saying, like, hi, I'm Miss Wendy, a blah, 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 and here's my titties, like, or my dong, whatever, then I think it's fine. Like, it's the parents that are the fucking weirdos that are going and finding these photos.
It sucks because it, you know, this is a change that will take, I don't know if it could ever happen, like, centuries, but it lends into shaming any, and this is such light, but shaming any form of sex work and being like, yeah, no, you can't work any respectable job. Like, you know, because you're like that. It's like something she did years ago.
Also,
it's
that,
like,
was just modeling.
I know.
It's like, it's not even sex work.
It's like, but I'm saying, like, it even touches on that at all is like, it is ridiculous. I do think it's societally something that I hope changes eventually. But like I said, that stuff doesn't change overnight.
Walking it back to the original thing, I'm also just a little sus on how this guy came across these photos, because he's like, I stumbled across her secret. And I'm like, did you though?
I think he's a weirdo. Personally.
Yeah.
Comment, accidental is a stretch. You can't be so clueless to know you opened up the can of worms that led to this. We have a teacher's contract from 1923. They have to agree not to get married, not to keep company with men, to be at home between the hours of 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. unless at school functions, not to loiter in downtown ice cream stores, not to leave town at any time without the permission of the chairman of the board of trustees, not to smoke cigarettes, not to drink beer, wine, or whiskey, not to ride in a carriage or automobile with any man except her brother or father, not to dress in bright colors, not to dye their hair, to wear at least 2 petticoats, not to wear dresses more than 2 inches above the ankle, to keep the schoolroom clean. Damn. Teachers are held to insane standards and paid absolutely nothing. It's insane.
Wow.
Crazy. Asshole. Moving on.
Might as well, yeah.
Am I the asshole for bringing a raccoon to my sister's wedding?
All right. This is the vibe we needed.
Is this, okay, is this... This is the Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Okay. So this happened last weekend, and I'm still getting angry texts from my family. Let me explain. I have a pet raccoon named Pebble. He is very friendly and well-trained, and I love him like a son. He goes everywhere with me, and he has his own harness and leash. He is also vaccinated and has all the necessary papers. I was invited to my sister's wedding, which was held at a fancy hotel. I asked her if I could bring Pebble, and she said no. Well, she said it was inappropriate and disrespectful to bring a wild animal to such an important event. She also said that some of the guests might be allergic or scared of him. I was hurt by her response, but I didn't want to argue with her. I decided to respect her wishes and leave Pebble at home with a friend. However, on the day of the wedding, my friend called me and said that he had an emergency and couldn't take care of Pebble. I panicked. I didn't have anyone else who could watch Pebble, and I didn't want to leave him alone in my apartment. I also didn't want to miss my sister's wedding, so I decided to bring Pebble with me. I thought it wouldn't be a big deal. I put him in his harness and leash and put a bow tie on him to make him look more formal. I also brought some treats and toys to keep him entertained. I figured I could just sneak him in and keep him in a corner where he wouldn't bother anyone. Boy, was I wrong. As soon as I arrived at the hotel, people started noticing Pebble. Some of them thought he was cute and wanted to pet him, but others were horrified and disgusted. They started whispering and pointing at me and Pebble. Some of them even complained to the staff. My sister saw me and Pebble and freaked out. She came over to me and yelled at me for bringing him. She said I was selfish and irresponsible and that I should leave immediately. I tried to apologize and explain the situation, but she wouldn't listen. She told me to get out or she would call security. She also said that I was no longer her brother and that she never wanted to see me or Pebble again. Ooh. I was shocked and hurt by her reaction. I felt like she was overreacting and being unreasonable. Pebble didn't do anything wrong. He was just sitting quietly in his harness, looking adorable. He didn't bite anyone or make a mess or cause any trouble. I decided to leave with Pebble, but not before telling my sister that she was being a bridezilla and that she owed me an apology. I also told her that Pebble was more family to me than she ever was. Now my whole family is mad at me. They say I was rude and disrespectful to my sister and that I should have left Pebble at home or found another solution. They say I should apologize to my sister and beg for her forgiveness. But I don't think I did anything wrong. I think my sister was being unfair and cruel to me and Pebble. I think she should apologize to me for treating me like dirt. So am I the asshole?
Yeah. I mean, he put Pebble in a bow tie.
Yeah, so like, I don't know, he's in a bow tie.
He's in a bow tie, he should have been fine.
I will admit, before I say anything, if I was at anywhere and I saw a raccoon in a bow tie, that'd make my day. Yeah. That would make my day.
Oh yeah.
I'd be so happy.
I would be stoked to see a pet raccoon in a bow tie at a wedding.
I would be stoked. But he was told no.
Yes.
And he did it.
Yeah.
That makes you, I'm sorry, it
which
makes
is
you the asshole. At a wedding.
At
too.
A wedding.
If it was any other kind of event, it would be a little more like, all right.
Yes.
It's the wedding and it's like, and also he's downplaying so much, like, I was told no. And I did it, what's the big deal that I didn't listen to you?
And above all, the bride said no. Like, the bride is his sister and was like, no, do not ruin my special day. Mm-hmm. And that is now something that, like, she's going to carry for the rest of the time. Like, she's always going to be like, oh, at my wedding, like, my brother and I got into the biggest fight of our lives. If they are still brother and sister is what they consider.
Him saying, like, she was... Pebble is more family to me than she ever was is
that's a red flag.
That's a like intense it like he has to apologize for that. That's the worst thing that happened. It sounds like this dude like he has no self-awareness and like he probably spends too much time just him and Pebble to where he's like lost the understanding of like, oh, that was wrong of me to do
right. And he's like, oh, and I couldn't possibly leave him at home for a couple hours.
Not an untrained raccoon.
Well, so Pebble does sound trained.
Right, but if you can't trust a raccoon to be in your home, why?
Right.
Yeah, but the sister's reasonings were right. It's like, it's less that she didn't say Pebble's going to do some fucked up shit.
Right.
She said, hey, people might be allergic or people might freak out.
Yeah.
And people might. So that's a very good reason. And then he was like, but screw it. And like, dude, if he brought it and someone had a severe allergic reaction and then they had to leave,
yeah,
that's so fucked
up.
The
truth is that he is lucky that Pebble did not bite anybody, that nobody necessarily was allergic. Like, so much bad could have come out with it, and he risked that still.
He was selfish because if he had said, hey, the sitter for Pebble was, something happened, I'm sorry, I can't go.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Like, I have to stay here. She hopefully would have been less upset about that. And if she got mad at him and disowned him for that, I'd be like, hey, like, come on. He had no choice.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the deal is with raccoons, if you can't leave them alone or not. Like, I don't have a raccoon.
They'll just steal your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're little bandits.
They'll get on a spaceship and go fly around and save the galaxy.
Maybe it's just me. I'm just frightened by these critters. So
Are you scared of raccoons?
Definitely so, yeah.
Oh, really?
I think they're adorable.
I'm sure many people do. In another video, I talked about opossum, and everyone was like, opossum are so cute, and I'm scared.
Opossums look freaky, but they're cute still.
I'm horrified. I'm very scared.
Look, almost any animal I'm down with, as I've said, chimpanzees. If someone brought a chimpanzee to a wedding, I'm leaving that wedding, even if it's my own.
What if it's the flower chimp?
I don't care. I don't trust any chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Gorillas, fine.
Huh.
Gorillas are totally fine. They're great. If you respect a gorilla, they'll respect you.
Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up with like any pets, so I just have a hard time trusting animals.
I didn't grow up, you know, with pet chimpanzees.
No,
in my house.
I didn't. My brother was a real person, so I dealt with that.
I imagine boarding places don't accept raccoons. Like, I imagine there was no place to put a raccoon. Some comments here. Something tells me this isn't the first time Pebble and this person showed up together where they weren't supposed to be. I'm also having that vibe. That said, a raccoon in a bow tie is adorable. Yeah. OP is an asshole, but he made me think of a raccoon wearing a bow tie, so I cannot really be angry at him. I get why the sister would be, though. I think Pebble, you know, occasionally, it's been a while since we've declared a legend in this show. Like, some characters you come across are legends. I think Pebble is a legend. You know what I kind of imagine Pebble as? Is a little bit like Baby Yoda. Like Grogu from Mandalorian. Like, they're talking and the raccoon's just like,
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Just chilling.
I feel like he needs like a top hat to accompany the bow tie. That'd be
if he
sick.
Had a top hat, the sister wouldn't have been mad.
I bet.
Right. She wouldn't have seen him.
Probably just thought it was like a little boy from the 1920s.
Right.
Anyways, moving on.
Yeah. I'm really angry at him for that one.
Am I the asshole for blowing up at my husband for sharing pics of our daughter's birthday celebration, resulting in my family finding out about it? Ever since my brother passed away at the age of 17 on his birthday, my family decided to never celebrate birthdays ever again.
Oh, what the fuck?
It was mom and dad's decision, but because of how much the family loved my brother, the extended family decided to do the same and stand in agreement with this decision. My husband would refuse to follow this decision and kept celebrating his birthday. Me and the family didn't say a thing about it since he's not blood family. But when I first got pregnant, the argument about celebrating our daughter's birthdays occurred. My family advised me to just not celebrate her birthday since she's a baby and won't even remember anyway. I agreed, but my husband threw a fit and insisted that we celebrate our daughter's first birthday. I caved in eventually, but told him we'd have a small secret celebration so that my family wouldn't find out. He agreed. The next day, I got a call from my mom, and she was so upset, saying that my word meant nothing and that I have no respect for my brother's memory nor the family. I asked what she meant, and she told me she saw the birthday party pics my husband posted on social media. I was too shocked to even argue. I hung up and went straight to my husband to confront him about it. He got defensive and said that he didn't need my permission to post pics and that he wanted to show his family the birthday celebration pics since I insisted we have a small secret party and exclude them. I explained to him how this made me look bad and a liar to my family, but he said they can get over it and called my mom snobby. I blew up at him and we had a huge fight about it. He started sulking later and said I ruined the memory of our daughter's first birthday for him and verbally abused him with how I lashed out. But I solely did it out of frustration, knowing that what happened caused a massive problem between me and my family. Now he's expecting an apology from me. Am I the asshole?
Is this how generational trauma happens?
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
Like, he died, so nobody gets birthdays anymore forever.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
that's intense. And I understand, like, you know, if someone passes away on a birthday or Christmas, I understand that, like, puts a shroud over that. But I think to declare a rule that not only for yourselves, but anyone who comes into the family and next generations,
that's
I think that is too far, personally. And I understand if the parents are like, hey, I'm very sorry, we can't go to birthday parties. Like, we're not going to go to birthday parties. It's just too hard for us. We can't celebrate with you because it's too much. That is different. They're mad that they had a celebration on their own, in their own house, on their own time.
Yeah.
That's controlling behavior. And I think the wife's, the way she's talking about this, makes it sound like she has very controlling parents and she's afraid of her parents. And it's like, she's clearly okay with having a birthday party. That's the issue to me is her grief is not being like, she's not going, I can't because my brother passed away on his birthday and it's too hard for me. That's not what she's saying to her brother. She's going, my parents can't find out.
Right.
No, she wants to have this celebration.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
It is really sad. They've created this, you're right, this trauma that's just kind of carried on. And now this, instead of like the memories of the brother
it's
that
honestly
passed.
Honestly, like really fucked up.
They've made the grieving process more difficult and prolonged.
And it's not even like honoring the person that was lost either. Like,
no.
It's like, it's not even like on the day that person was, that was lost.
It's almost like they feel like birthdays is the reason that they lost them. So they're like,
there's
birthdays,
probably something there.
Birthdays will never be around anymore.
People grieve differently. I don't have much experience with grief. I've been very fortunate that way, but from what I know of and from what I've seen from other people, I know that grief is completely different for every person. Yeah. So to be like, you have to grieve like how I'm grieving is fucking lame.
Yeah.
The verdict was asshole. She added in the comments, to be frankly honest, I don't entirely agree with my parents on this decision, but seeing many family members willing to support and follow this decision, I figured it'd cause issues if I don't do the same. Yeah. Also, I did agree that we have a celebration. This wasn't the issue. The issue was with my husband's posting pics. My two siblings did get grief counseling. They were young when it happened, but me, my parents, and extended family didn't. We used to attend church at the time and spent time with the community there. Yeah, no, you need to get counseling.
You definitely need therapy. You definitely need to actually go through some actual psychological help with that because it is debilitating. And of course, you're going to find some sort of outlet to help support yourself, which in this case is banishing birthdays.
Yeah, and they'd have to let up on this eventually because someday their daughter's going to be 5 or 6, and they're going to be like, no, you can't celebrate because of someone you never met passed away. And she's going to have no real feelings to that. Yeah. That's not an experience of her life.
Yeah.
She's going to grow up being like, oh, I'm not allowed to have birthdays because
that's death day.
Like, yeah, it's like, what are you doing? Right. Like, don't do that. The point of a birthday is to celebrate. Like, it's to celebrate life.
And specifically, too, with the husband, like, I feel like I want to vouch for him there because, like, a lot of parents, when they do celebrate, like, you know, the first birthday, like, yeah, sure, the baby won't remember it. But I think it's more than just celebrating the baby reaching 1 year. It's also just like, hey, like, we did it for a whole year. We've been parents for a full year. Like, we're celebrating bringing our baby into this world. So it clearly means a lot to the husband as well, which is why he was like, I want to post about my gratitude and show the world how happy I am to have this baby.
Right.
Because to him, it's not about sadness and loss. And it might be for somebody else, but they're trying to just toss over their grief onto everybody's birthday to somehow make it better for them.
Yeah, there's comments here. You're the asshole so hard. So any kids you have are never allowed birthdays because your brother died. Your family all needs counseling. You're the asshole and your family. This is out of control. That is an insane thing to agree to concerning people who weren't even born at the time. Your children and husband did not consent to this. It honestly sounds like your family might need some therapy all around. It is sad someone died, but the living should not have to pay a price for it every year.
Yeah.
Birthdays are about celebrating the life of the person born that day, not about the death of a person born a different day.
Yeah.
I bet your brother would be appalled that this was his legacy, telling everyone that their life isn't as important as his. You do look bad, and you are a liar. You should have stood up and said, we are celebrating the life of my daughter, to your family. Go apologize to your husband.
It's so hard to name this family an asshole because, because of what they are going through. And, and I'm sure that, again, to them, it makes sense. And that's why she's originally on this page being like, am I wrong? So so I think hopefully she's using other people's words in some way to make sense of it and actually reach the conclusion of the pain that they are causing other people.
I agree with that. I think where people typically in these stories become assholes is when they try to control or compel other people. You know, you're allowed to handle things and do things however you want.
Totally.
When you start dictating other people. Mm-hmm. You're almost always the asshole.
Yeah, just let people do their thing.
Yeah.
Let people be comfortable.
And it sounds like this person's afraid to go against their parents.
Yeah. Well, they don't know any better, you know? Yeah. It's what you're taught, and they've only had these people as examples for them.
All right, moving on. Am I the asshole for getting annoyed that my girlfriend makes such hot coffee? And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. And it's silly time again, Before we get into this, how hot do you guys like your coffee?
I pour at 205 degrees.
I do about 204.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow. You don't want it boiling, obviously, because that's gonna be bad.
But I do sometimes have to let it sit for a little bit. I'm a little baby.
Well, this is a hot take, but I don't really drink coffee.
What about tea?
Not really.
Do you do hot drinks?
No.
Not really. Whoa. I mean, you know, I as a kid, I grew up like drinking chai. Like that's what my mom would always make at home. But I was never like really needed. I never really needed caffeine, so I haven't carried over
flex.
Into a.
Okay, you're so fucking cool.
Yeah. So woke
that's
up
awesome.
Like this.
Okay. Am I the asshole for getting annoyed that my girlfriend makes such hot coffee? I, 32-year-old man, am a software dev currently working remotely, while my girlfriend works as a sales rep and doesn't have the option, so she goes to work. She doesn't have that option remotely. I usually wake up at 7 and start work at 7:30, while my girlfriend wakes up at 5. She usually gets a morning walk or yoga in, takes a shower, gets ready, makes me coffee and breakfast, and then leaves for work at around 7:45. The issue is that she makes really boiling hot coffee, and I just can't drink it at that hot. She has a much higher heat tolerance than me. Her showers are like bathing in the lava of Mount Doom. And I just think it's unempathetic of her that she only considers her tolerance. I asked her before if she could maybe make it at 5 or 6 and let it cool since she wakes up so much earlier than me. But she said she can only make me breakfast and coffee later because she has to get ready. I pointed out that it's a little annoying that she doesn't care about me enough to be a little flexible about her routine, and I told her that she doesn't need to get her exercise in so rigidly, that she could maybe make my coffee and breakfast earlier so that it could cool down a bit. But when I said that, she got really pissed at me and said I was super controlling. I am honestly failing to see where I went wrong, because I only got a little annoyed, and I was very polite and level-headed throughout the entire conversation, because I just feel like bouts of anger are unproductive to the discussion at hand. At the same time, though, she ended up telling her best friend, who told me I was a huge jerk for expecting my girlfriend to change her morning routine to accommodate me, but it's merely a small ask that shows she cares about me.
I literally like disassociated.
Yeah. It's so funny that
hearing
all of these, I think this one somehow makes me the most like flabbergasted.
Oh, well, we've had these types before. It's shocking how extremely common it is for men to be like, she needs to cook dinner sooner for me. She needs to make coffee sooner. Like, this is just such an inherent thing that the idea of making their own coffee isn't in the realm of possibility.
Yeah, that's it. Like, how does somebody type those words out and actually think that is okay? Like, am I the asshole for asking my wife to do whatever I want? Like, is what I hear. That is so ridiculous.
He did say girlfriend, so there's a chance she could get away from this.
There's no way she's marrying.
She can escape.
There's no way she's marrying that child of a person.
I don't know why she tolerates this in the first place.
I don't understand. Okay. So I make my coffee at 205 degrees, right? I do the pour over and it goes in there. And then I pour like a little bit into a mug, right? And then I keep the other bit warm. I have a little seal on it. I have a little carafe and put a little seal on it. And that coffee will go cold
so fast
within like 5 minutes. So it's not possible for that coffee to not be like still hot.
Yeah.
If he just leaves it in a mug for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
There's a comment. He wants the coffee to cool for 2 hours before he'll drink it. This is the dumbest post I've read on this sub. Yeah. He can't make his own coffee. He can't wait 5 minutes for the coffee to cool. And he took this nonsense to Reddit. Someone else has said, this is a man who has never heard of ice.
Yeah. Or like if it
or like
really
putting it in the fridge.
Put it
like,
in the fridge.
Seriously. Yeah. There are so many easier solutions than everything that he is proposing. I hate that he was like, she's so rigid about her workout routine. Because I guarantee you in another post, he's probably like, my girlfriend needs to change her workout routine because she's not hot. It is the exact same language that these men are using, and I don't appreciate any of it.
I can't tell you how common this shit is. I mean, look, in one of these Reddit story videos, a guy brought a cutting board. His wife was sick and in bed. He brought a cutting board to bed so she could cut vegetables.
Fuck yeah.
I hope she took that knife, and I hope she put him on the cutting board.
No, she did this. She was like...
Here we go. Next story. Am I the asshole for assuming my friend was keeping her partner away because I didn't like him when actually he didn't like me? I, a 38-year-old woman, have known Allie, who's 40, for 15 years. We first met at work when we were single and the youngest people there. We became good friends and socialized together and still do. Allie then met her partner, Matt, who she still is with years later. He does not share her interests. He is an avid football supporter, UK, and very anti the rival football team. Mm-hmm. Even when he doesn't go to watch matches live, he watches at the pub with male friends. He plays sports with his friends. She's a football widow.
Pub.
A football widow is when during the football season, he's so dedicated, it's like he's dead to her. Like,
right.
He's gone.
Oh, okay.
He's got to go with his mates.
He's got to be with his mates.
To the pub.
It's dead serious over there. Like, we think NFL's crazy. Bro. She likes going to the theater and to dinner. He'll go to dinner with her, but doesn't much enjoy the theater unless it's a serious play. She likes musicals, and she ends up going with female friends. She says she doesn't mind, they aren't joined at the hip, and she has plenty of friends and relatives who enjoy going to the theater with her, and that she doesn't want to go to football. I wonder. I am known for being brutally honest. When she introduced me to Matt, she asked my opinion and I gave it. I didn't really see them together. I didn't like that he drinks and swears. He has a professional job but isn't very refined, unlike her, and I found him a bit difficult to connect to.
It's the most British thing
I know.
Ever.
Oi, how's it going now, Matt?
He's not very refined.
At the time, she was hurt but got over it and generally just engineered it so I never really saw him. He was always busy when I organized a party, etc. They now have two young boys and he looks after them when she comes out with her friends. To be honest, more recently, my opinion of him has improved. He seems to be a really good daddy to those to the boys, daddy. And they clearly daddy. Adore him. They are also football mad. it took me longer to meet my SO, Edward, but I now have, and we have just got engaged. Allie and Matt both attended our engagement party. Edward actually also likes football and ended up getting on really well with Matt. Later, I asked Allie if she'd be up for doing something as couples, as Edward and Matt got on well. She was non-committal. A few weeks later, I tried to arrange something and she accepted for herself, but Matt was busy. Mm-hmm. I explained I wanted to do something with the four of us when he was free. She kept stalling. I pushed it. Maybe I shouldn't have. And she said it wasn't a good idea because he and I didn't get on. I said it was okay. I'd changed my opinion more recently and Edward liked him. She looked surprised and then awkwardly let me know it was because he didn't really like me. She thought I knew. I didn't and I was upset. This was news. I asked her why. She was embarrassed but said he found me judgmental and too much. I don't even know what that means. A few other examples as well. I was hurt and told her I had assumed she kept us apart because I didn't like him, not the reverse. She said that she said that we didn't get on, so what difference did it make? I'm beyond hurt, and I did react badly and told her some more truths about him. I regret this now and tried to apologize, but she won't return my calls.
Wow, this might be the first case in human history of Brits being open about their feelings.
Yeah, I really had to try to channel Shane reading that, like, you know, we didn't get on.
We didn't get on, right?
We didn't get on.
Yeah.
I bet she was like, so gutted.
Yeah. So gutted. You know, it's still early days.
Well, she didn't understand. She was like, too much what? Yeah. What does that mean?
She's a bit much.
I'm too much what?
Oh, what am I too much of?
They weren't cracking on.
They weren't cracking on at first.
Interesting. So the verdict was asshole. You're the asshole. Brutally honest is always code for excuse to be an ass. Mm. And now you're butthurt that your very own behavior got flipped on you and you doubled down when told so. Maybe this is the time for some honest self-reflection. Someone else said, let me get this straight. You said a bunch of incredibly rude things to someone's new partner. Then one day decided you like them, actually, and didn't realize that everything you've ever done to them caused them to form an opinion of you. My girl... Every person who is not you in the world has a mind of their own and exists in the world outside of how they relate to your life. Mm-hmm. They all have deep inner worlds just as complex as your own. Mm. Not everything is about you. Oh, and you're the asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, she wanted to take backsies.
Yeah.
That, and you know what? She did what a lot of people do, which ends up, you know, breaking friendships apart, which is sharing her opinion where it was not asked.
That's true.
You know, this was a new partner. And a lot of the times if you say something bad to a friend about their partner, what are you going to do at their wedding? You know what I mean? Like, because then you're awkwardly there, like, congrats. But clearly,
if someone asks, and I thought at the beginning that she asked. I'm not very brutal. When she introduced me to Matt, she asked my opinion and I gave it.
Okay.
I mean, it is our roles as like good longtime friends to give our opinions on a new significant other that comes into the fold if you feel like, you know, you might not get on. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like maybe this person just is a more judgmental person in general. Maybe comes from a different... comes from like a different kind of background as this guy does.
Well, she never gave a good reason.
That's what I was saying too.
He's not refined.
He's not refined, or like that they like different things, which is okay.
He's just a lad.
He's just a lad. He likes his football. If anything, I always think it's a great sign if somebody is super passionate about something, and clearly he felt that way about football.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay, and it's also, I think, a little jarring that she only was ready to accept him after her new partner, Edward.
I know. She's like, well, Edward likes you,
so let's be couple friends.
It does seem strange. It does seem all over the place.
Yeah. And hopefully her opinion should have changed a little earlier along the way before they ended up getting married, having two young boys. Like, at some point, I feel like she would have been like, okay, clearly he's got to be a good guy if I trust my friend to make good judgment.
Right.
I don't really see, like, from the information that we have, I don't see anyone being the asshole or not being the asshole. This is just like people that just don't get on.
I think where people are coming from that she's the asshole, and I do agree with this, is that she was totally fine with, I don't want to hang out with him because I don't really like him, so yeah. I don't want him around. But when she suddenly, it was flipped and, oh, he doesn't want to hang out with me? What the fuck? How dare he?
Yeah.
No, that's not fair. She needs, if she was like, okay, I'm cool with that, that's fair. Totally cool.
Yeah.
Because the friend was even like, oh, I thought you guys don't get on. Like, whatever. Yeah, like, it's not a big deal. It doesn't change anything. Yeah. But she's like, now it's a personal insult to her.
And the friend was so clear,
chill about it. Yeah. It's the friend's not like, she's not going to stop being her friend. She's just like, oh, sorry, he's not going to be around. Like, whatever. We have a comment here from OP. I got a lot more comments here than I expected. I mean, really a lot, and I've been reflecting on them. So yes, I was brutally honest initially when my friend asked me what I thought. I thought she wanted me to be honest. I now get she probably didn't. She wanted me to say he was great, but I suppose I think, well, don't ask me then. Anyways, I didn't constantly slag him when I saw her, and on the odd occasions I did see him, we were polite. If she asked me my opinion, I gave it. I'm now thinking I should have not done that. When she was honest with me, I lashed out because, well, I wasn't expecting it. She's had years to tell me how they felt and never did. Yes, I reacted badly and really regret that now. So no, I don't think that was okay. I was caught unawares and have tried to apologize. Anyway, I posted this for some feedback and certainly got it. I will do what I can to make it right with them. Maybe I can, but who knows. Thanks for your involvement. Yeah, it's also tough. She says lash out. I'm like, I'm curious what she said. Like, that's also makes you more
well,
of an asshole.
Well, if she was brutally honest in the beginning, I'm sure that she didn't hold back in this second conversation. I agree with that comment. Of course, you should be honest. And again, like if she did ask, like, what do you think of him? Be honest. There is a way to go about it to be like, honestly, like, I'm not so sure you guys mesh, rather than being like, he's not refined or whatever you have to say about him.
There's also that teetering thing of like people who are like, I'm bold, I'm just really honest. It's like, or are you an asshole? Yeah. Are you a mean person?
Yeah, whenever somebody says they're blunt, it's a little sus.
It's tough. Yeah. It's tough. Is it important for you guys that your partners, like past, future, to mesh with your friends?
For me, it is. Just because one of the most important things that I believe in my life is when people that are important to me meet people that are important to me, and then we can all be present in a space together. Like, that just brings me so much joy.
Totally.
I don't know that I would necessarily be stressed out if my partner didn't get along with a particular friend, because of course that happens, and having that understanding is what will carry on for smooth interactions in the future.
Right.
But I mean, definitely, it would be ideal if everybody I loved everybody I loved.
Totally.
Yeah. I don't need everybody to be like best friends, but I think it's definitely weird if, like, you know, somebody doesn't get along with somebody, and it's like, what's wrong in this equation? Because I really like the things about this person, and I really like the things about this person. What's going on here? Mm-hmm. If there's like issues, then I think that is a problem for me.
Yeah.
For me.
It'd be curious. And, you know, depending on the situation, it would make me either question the relationship or the friend.
Yeah.
I'd be like, wait, hold on. Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, in this case, the friend who has the partner and the friend, like, I think she's handling everything so smoothly, you know? With the couple interactions, she was like, Matt's busy, but I'll be there. Like, she wasn't like, oh, I wish Matt could be there or anything. Like, she is handling it on her own, which I respect.
Here is our last story. Am I the asshole for participating in my neighborhood's Easter egg hunt that was meant for children?
Hell yeah.
Legend.
I hope he dressed up like a little boy with like a little spinny hat. And he's like, oh, I'm so excited for eggs.
And by little boy, you mean little raccoon with a bow tie and a top hat.
That too.
I thought this was gonna be a guy. 25-year-old woman, have always loved Easter, and my family would participate in egg hunts every year as I was growing up. I always love Easter candy, which makes the hunts even more fun for me. I recently moved to a new city with my partner, a 25-year-old man, and we saw that our neighborhood association was throwing an Easter egg extravaganza. We thought this would be a good opportunity to get more involved in the community, so we signed up to volunteer. I asked the president of the association if I could also sign up for the Easter egg hunt due to my love for the holiday, and she said it would be fine. Turns out, nobody above the age of 10 had signed up, though, and I thought it should be okay, as there were like 70 kids participating, so my presence wasn't super obvious.
Aww.
A lot of the kids' parents were staring at me by this point, but I brushed it off. When the hunt began, I didn't mean to go too crazy, but after I filled my basket, looked back, my path was marked by a clear swath of eggless grass.
Yes.
Some of the kids definitely didn't get as much candy as me, but everyone seemed happy enough. As I made my way back to my partner, though, the parents were making comments that they knew I would overhear about how the egg hunt was for children. My partner suggested I give back some of the eggs, and so I returned some to the kids who were nearby until enough parents seemed to be off my back. However, I didn't want to give every kid an egg because that would take too long, and I would basically be out. Nobody else said anything before we left. But in the week since, I've seen some of the parents, and they've been much colder to me. Oh. Am I the asshole?
You know what I would say? Should we all say it together?
What?
One, two, three. Legend!
A little bit of a legend, because this person is a Danny McBride character, I feel like.
I mean,
like, I don't care about these freaking kids. I'm going to get some eggs. Like,
I love that she, like, cleaned the floor with them.
Just wiped.
Just wrecked them. Look. She asked if it was okay for her to do it, and they said yes. So then what's the big deal?
I would never in a million years do this, but if I'm ever at any sort of event like this, like if I'm ever watching like a soccer game with my 7 to 9 year old like nieces and nephews, I'll like watch them playing soccer and stuff. I definitely have the thought of just like, if I was out there,
I could kick their
ass. I could just beat them down.
I would be scoring so many points.
Yeah.
which is why I think the act of her asking if she could is a little irrelevant to me.
Yeah.
Because you could score on like, your nieces and nephews. You very much could.
I would never do it, but it would be so fun to dunk on a bunch of five-year-olds.
Oh,
that'd
be
so funny. To participate, there are tons of parents who do that, who participate.
Totally.
But you don't friggin' wreck the children.
Absolutely like, not.
Why not? They gotta learn that you can't.
Don't
you
sweep
can't,
the floor
no,
with them.
No, because they are not gonna treat Easter the same way that she is with love and
care. Easter's bullshit anyway.
No.
It's a holiday stolen from the pagans.
But Easter candy is the best holiday candy in existence.
Sure.
I will go to bat for that. That's Easter true. Candy, next level. Cadbury cream eggs. Mm. I fucking love Peeps. I know most people
Any
don't agree with
bunny.
That. This is what sucks. This is why she's an asshole, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I love Easter candy. I can go to CVS and fucking buy some.
Exactly.
These kids under 10 can't easily buy that candy. You get an excuse to eat a ton of candy.
Hold on, because I will actually contend that she paid for that candy because she said it's her neighborhood association. That's a homeowners association. She's paying out the fucking ass for nothing. Fuck homeowners associations. Eat that candy. She earned that candy.
Those kids live in that neighborhood
kids,
and they didn't get a choice but to live
not,
in that neighborhood.
Those kids did not pay for that candy. She's paying $500 a month. It's at the least she can get some free Easter candy.
No. Ian's an asshole too. That's...
I love this story so much. This is like the funniest shit on the planet to me.
I think what she should have done is maybe played a little bit less competitively.
Yeah.
Very much so.
HOA fees are BS.
Yeah, I don't like homeowners associations, but don't literally steal candy from babies.
Don't steal candy from children. And again, I think it she approached everything correctly until then. Like she asked
until
permission.
She wrecked them.
She definitely had enough cues to be like, okay, I'm definitely the oldest person here. She should have clocked that and moved forward accordingly.
That is true. Like she did it, like to be competitive about Easter candy is kind of hilarious.
It's and, really funny.
And you know what? A total Redditor move.
And then again, let's go back to when she was like, I didn't want to give it to everybody because then I'd be out.
I can't take the L.
Yeah. I mean, at the very least, she taught those kids an important lesson, you know? Like, they just got to get good.
Yeah, okay.
Or that they got to stop 25-year-olds from entering
into
these
but the point is, you're
things.
Supposed to fight your own weight class. Like, they can't compete against a 25-year-old. Like, they need to...
Ian's like, that's the world.
Sorry,
that's
dude.
That's the world, man. It's not fair.
Sorry, dude.
Some comments. Damn, how big was the basket OOP was using? dude, I brought my 4-year-old to a local brewery brewery's egg hunt, and once she got like 15 eggs, we stopped so the other kids would be able to get some too. If my preschool child could limit herself and share the joy, then a fully grown adult should know better.
Absolutely.
Go to an adult egg hunt or buy your own Easter candy. Wait a week and get all the candy you can handle for pennies. OP needs to grow up. That's so true, man.
If you wait
till right after Easter, you could go and you can buy it all.
Yeah.
You'd have it all,
but I honestly didn't even think about it like that. If she was just another kid and like swiped up that much, like even then we would be like, oh no, like you should share with everybody. Like the fundamental thing that we want to pull out of this.
I think it just comes back to the typical thing. The continuing theme with a lot of these is these people just lacking so much self-awareness.
Yeah.
And being
yeah.
like, wait, I got all the Easter candy and everyone else's children.
Okay.
Right, right.
Yeah, so there's an edit that she wrote. She says, great. Way more people responded to this than I expected. That's what they say every time.
Whatever.
I now realize how bad I dropped the ball on this one. Also, a lot of people are questioning my social awareness, and now I am too.
yeah.
I've never been diagnosed with a personality disorder, but I have been diagnosed with ADHD. How can I repair my relationships with my neighbors? I really don't want to move, but now I'm feeling pretty embarrassed. That is tough. That if she now realizes, like, I was the asshole, that sucks. That's a tough one to come back from.
I mean,
most people never admit that, though.
Yeah.
Most people are like, you guys just don't get it. She's like, no, right. Like, I guess.
That's
like,
what makes it funny to me is that, like, she just truly was in the zone.
Yeah.
Like, she was in the zone, man.
Look for other ways maybe to enjoy. Like, be the Easter bunny and hand out all of these if you love Easter so much.
I would have so much more fun hiding the eggs.
Right.
Dude, oh, they would never find them.
Yep.
And then I would come back later and I would take them all.
Ooh, yeah.
See, that's how that's what she should have thought about that.
There you go.
She could have had all the eggs.
You should comment to your original post.
Excuse me. Wow. I actually think out of all of these, she's kind of a legend to me. Like, truly.
An unaware legend.
She was in the wrong, but it's pretty fucking funny.
It's funny.
I will admit, though, if I was there personally, I would have been so mad.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it wasn't my kid, I'd be like, what are they doing? But it'd be so funny. Like, imagine that on, like, an HBO comedy show.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's totally a Danny McBride. Like, this is something that would happen in Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, you'd be, like, kicking kids and, like, push them over stealing from their basket.
It's a Will Ferrell move.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, 100%. Exactly.
I think incredible. What we need to do next Easter rolls around, Smosh needs to go to a children's Easter egg hunt and just destroy. Destroy them.
Annihilate. We could sweep.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both for being here. This has been a lot of fun, a lot of really silly stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, thank you guys for watching. Comment down below any themes or subreddits that we should check out. Because we want to cover more than just Am I the Asshole, if possible. We'll be back next Saturday with an episode where we'll be doing Best of Redditor updates, which are stories that get updates months to years later. And they keep getting crazier, and we're going to try to predict them. It's going to be nuts, so please tune in next Saturday. And we'll see you guys later.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye! Bye!
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.